This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us, counting the privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we come to you in the name of Jesus, in the name above every name. Lord, thank you for this time that we have here on the radio. Thank you for each and every listener that's joined us today. Lord, we pray that you'd bless them and help them, Father. Lord God, move in their lives. Lord, supply their needs. Lord, I pray you'd save souls. Lord, I pray that you'd touch their youngins, whoever it may be. God, we just come to you. I'm glad you did say, suffer the little children to come unto me. Now, Lord, we ask you, Father, once again, just have your will and your way. We'll thank you for all that you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements. I ask you to continue to pray for us, pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria. If you would remember all the missionaries there, Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, Moldova, all of these places that the Lord's working in, we're so thankful. We're grateful for the hand of God, the work of God, all that he's doing for us. As I said, just continue to pray for him. We'd greatly appreciate it. I'd like to ask you to write us this week, if you could. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. At this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust you'll enjoy the message.
I was saved.
Yeah, it's all you need this morning. Saved or lost, just a touch from God. You'll never be the same. He didn't come to leave you as you are.
Amen, that's right.
You go to hell as you are.
Right. Amen.
He come to save you, wash you, make you white as snow. Bible said though our sins be as scarlet, He ain't going to leave you that way. Though they be as scarlet, be white like snow. Though they be red like crimson. Oh, listen, he don't want to leave you in the mess you're in. He's a present help. He wants to help you. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 22, I just want to read a verse or two. Joshua chapter 23. And while you're turning there, I'm going to go read the verse I've been reading for quite a while now. I've been wanting to preach out of the book of Joshua with this verse for a little while. The Bible said, now listen, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Now, I've said this and I'm going to continue to. Right here is the books that will be opened. I believe with all my heart. 66 books that will be opened. I've been thinking about this book of Joshua. This book of Joshua is one of those books, like I said a few weeks ago, that's kindly, really it's hard. I want to run through it. I get over here and I pronounce a lot of names. I'm reading through it and I'm pronouncing all the names of the children of Israel and their children and their grandchildren. And then all of the cities and all the lots that's been given to them and all of these things that I don't know where they're at. I don't know who these people are, and you never hear of them again. The book of Joshua is the fulfillment of all of the promises that God gave Israel. But here's why it's so important. God did not leave any of them out. Every promise He made, He fulfills in the book of Joshua. Every promise that He tells Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, tells them, I'm going to give you all the land. Your seed is going to be as the sand of the sea. I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to run your enemies out. I mean, all of these things, everything is fulfilled here. It's what the book of Joshua is about. I want to read this to you. Joshua chapter 22 and verse 1. Then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh and said unto them, ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you and have obeyed my voice and all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren, as He promised them. Amen. Therefore now return ye and get ye unto your tents and unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of Jordan. And here in just a minute, I'm going to read another verse, but I'm going to preach on just a little while. With the book of Joshua's opened. As I've been reading through the book of Joshua again, and I find out as you go over here, you'll start looking through all of the things that's taken place here in the book of Joshua. You'll find out how that they go into the city of Jericho and they take Jericho. You know why they done that? Because God promised them that they could.
Amen.
Now listen to me, this is very important. These are old promises. These promises are over 400 years old.
Amen.
I mean, He told Abraham, everywhere that the sole of your foot... You know, I'm going to tell you something. We're spoiled right now.
Amen.
We live in this quick world that when we call on God and we expect Him to do something right now.
Right. Amen.
You may never see in your lifetime the promise of God fulfilled,
amen,
but if He told you anything, it will come to pass.
Amen. It will come to pass. Some of these promises, he told the fathers, he said, I'm going to give you rest in this land. This is 400 years after the promises are made. He told Abraham, I'm going to give you the land. Amen. Here's the problem with Abraham. At this point, when the promise is made, Abraham does not have a seed. He's waxing old in years. His body now dead. Sarah's womb is dead. She can't conceive. But God made a promise. Amen. God made a promise. It ain't long till God visits Abraham and Sarah again. Says about a year from now, you're going to have a youngin. They both laughed, if you want the truth about it. Abraham laughed in one situation. Sarah laughed in another situation. Said, shall I have pleasure in my old age? Oh, Lord God, but a year later. I mean, she brings forth the child that the seed's going to come from. Say, what are you saying? I'm saying God's faithful in his promises. Now, here's the problem that lies in all of that. When the books are opened, and I want to tell you, you may be sitting here today, and I'm getting way ahead of myself, but the books are going to be opened, and the book of Joshua is going to be opened one day. And you may say, you never done nothing for me. And he said, yeah, I made you promises that I would have fulfilled in your life and fulfilled for you and you personally. See, this book of Joshua is different. You see, you come into it, and like I said, for me, it's kind of hard to read sometimes. I mean, you get over there, and you after you get through the battles, now I'm interested in those when they go into Jericho, and they walk around it the 7 days, and they blow the trumpet, and the walls fall, and Rahab the harlot is saved, and their family saved, and all of that business. God does miracles and all of that. Then they go over to the city of Ai, and you find out how that they had some problems there because sin in the king, but it ain't long till things get took care of and Ai is taken, and all the kings, all of those kings of all those cities have become subject to the children of Israel. He subdues all the kings. He's fulfilling all the promises that he made them. All of this land, you'll be able to run all of them out. God promised them they'd be able to go in and run them all out. And here's the point, 400 years, 450 years later, God's fulfilling every promise. After he runs the kings out, they'll run them out of one city, and God will give that lot to Judah. They'll run them out of another city. He'll give that lot to Dan. They'll run them out of another city and give that lot to Simeon. I mean, all the promises of God are being fulfilled through this. Old promises are being fulfilled. I mean, that's all the book of Joshua is about. His promises being fulfilled. He walks us slowly through it, tribe by tribe, child by child, lot by lot, to show them that he fulfilled every promise that he gave them. And then I read to you, after all the promises are fulfilled there, as far as the land and the lots and the children, you got Reuben and Manasseh and half the tribe of Gad. I mean, you got those. He said, all right, you've kept your part. Now you can go back to the land that Moses gave you on the other side of Jordan. And God's going to give you one more thing. He's going to give you rest as he promised. He promised them a land, I mean, where they could rest in. Oh, I want to tell you something. You may be lost here today, but there's a land, that there's a promise that you can rest in, thank God. Amen. This ain't the end. There is a land that God made us a promise. He said, I'll go away, but I'll come back and I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. There is a land where you can go and rest. You say, I'm fighting hell by the acre, honey. There's a land. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. It might be several years down the road. But unto God, he's coming back. It might be just like the children of Israel. Might be 450 years before his return. But he promised he's coming back. He said he'd receive me unto himself. Thank God. And I believe that he's going to do it. Here are the children of Israel, and they're seeing all the promises that he made them way back yonder. Oh, they're being fulfilled now. Amen. said they'd go into a land. Listen, he promised them a land that floweth with milk and honey. Amen. Hey, man, cut off one cluster of grapes and it takes two men to carry them. He promised them a land they'd go in and they wouldn't have to sow, plow, sow, do nothing. It was all took care of for them. Amen. Does that land sound familiar to you? Amen. One day I'm down here, we lay. Listen to me. This will help you. Down here we labor, we toil. It's all a struggle. But one day there's a promise made to you. You'll go into a city where you don't have to labor. You don't have to toil. It's all paid for. In fact, when you get there, I mean, you're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb. The Bible said it's been prepared. It's talked about that invitation to the wedding over there. And this is the scripture that said, all things are made ready. Amen. And you didn't do a thing of them. Honey, you may be going through it down here, but there's a promise. One day down the road, thank God. Amen. You go into that city and everything you've been a desiring and wanting, it's there. Here's the fulfillment of the promises for the children of Israel. Said, I told you I would. Lord, I'd like to get back. Well, it's hard to preach this any other way. I mean, what the Lord says, you might as well write her down. It's going to happen.
Amen.
You can write her in stone. It's going to happen. They're trying to preserve the earth. It's going to burn up.
Yeah.
How you know? I read it. I read where the heavens and the earth being on fire. I read for the elements. Going to melt with fervent heat. You can go buy you all the Teslas you want. You ain't going to stop it. You can cut off all the fossil fuels. And I'm not running you down if that's what you want. You cut off all the fossil fuels, honey. This thing's going to burn up. Congress can't vote it out. The Senate can't stop it. The president, Democrat, Republican, amen, independent, or nobody else can handle what God's going to do.
Amen.
I mean, here, over there in that land, there was all of them giants, and I mean, they'd build them great walled cities, and old Caleb, a man of faith, went in there and said, I believe I can take it. Hey, man, I'm 85 years old, and I'm just as strong as I was 40 years ago. Give me that mountain. I can take it.
Amen.
Say, why could he say something like that? Because God promised him he could. Everything that's impossible with man is possible with God. See, I look at me and I look at me in the mirror and I think, oh, Lord God, you sorry devil, you. It'd be hard for you to ever make it to heaven. But I thank God. I listened to Lois Gale sing this morning. It's still the blood. Amen. It's still the blood that cleanses from sin. It's still the blood. I'm going because of the promise that the blood of Jesus would cleanse me from all of my sin. It's still the blood.
Amen.
Boy, I got some promises too. I wasn't promised the land down here, but I've got one over yonder. Amen. Hallelujah. How'd you like? I want to read another one to you here real quick. I mean, I've been thinking about, I had this thought on my mind. Then I read it. I thought, I wonder about old Joshua. Joshua knew that they wasn't staying in that land. I mean, Joshua knew that God was going to bring them out of there.
Amen.
I mean, he told them, you're just strangers and pilgrims. You're a stranger and a pilgrim down here.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, Joshua told them fellas, he said, look, you headed out of this land one day. God's going to bring you out of here. Said, but when you go, will you take my bones with you? I mean, I got over here and read it right here in the book, right here in the promises of God, right here in Judges. I mean, Joshua chapter 24 and verse 32, it said, and the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in the parcel of the ground which Jacob brought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. How would you like to have that job? Carry Joseph around 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. They couldn't bury him until they got their promise. Amen. I said, well, we're moving. Will somebody grab Joseph? Amen. The Holy Ghost is moving. Tabernacle's going to be moving. We're moving out of here. We're going to. Somebody get Joseph. We're not home yet.
Amen.
Carried him around 40 years over there in the wilderness. Part of that crowd died off. But you know what happened? I mean, when part of that crowd died off, somebody else picked up the mantle and said, we got to take Joseph with us. It ain't time to throw him off here. Hey, I'm going to tell you, it looks like sometimes you're ready to throw some off, but it ain't time to throw him off yet. I mean, my God, we are headed for a country whose builder and maker is God. Say, so how you know I got a promise? One day this book's going to be opened. Book of Joshua's going to be opened. Said, didn't you see that as a type? How that I made all these promises all the way down through there. Time went by and I fulfilled every one of them. But then I want to say this. He promised us a seed. He promised them a seed. Yeah. Lord God, I just got in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He promised them a seed. He promised them a lamb. He promised Abraham. He promised Isaac. I'll provide myself a lamb for a burnt offering. Amen. One day on the old cross called Calvary, the Lord provided himself. Amen. Can't you see Abraham and Isaac sitting there in paradise together, and he nudges him and said, I told you he would. Amen. I told you he'd do it himself. I told you he'd give himself. Oh, Lord. Hey, if you'll just wait a minute, if you'll wait a few minutes, he can come down here and talk to us. Amen. They're going to think he's dead. They're going to take his body off of there. They're going to lay him in a borrowed tomb. Then he's going to come down here and lead us out of here.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. How you know? Because he told me he would. I seen it. I seen it. I saw it. When I saw the place, I saw the work of God. I saw that he's going to lead us out of here.
Yeah.
I saw he's going to provide himself.
Amen.
We're just down here for a little while.
Yeah.
I saw the resurrection, and I didn't just see him getting up, Isaac. I saw all of us getting up. I saw, bless God, Abraham's bosom being emptied out. Hallelujah. I feel like taking a running fit. Bless his holy name. I mean, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Don't you hate it when somebody says, I told you so? But I believe old Isaac said, I'm glad you told me. I was nervous going up that hill. Shoo. I was nervous going up there before God, knowing that we didn't have what we needed to do the work with.
Amen.
But I want to say this. You don't have to be nervous anymore.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you don't have to be nervous to stand before God, because he's already done it. He went in there in your place.
Amen.
Amen. You know, in fact, you know what he says? Fear not.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to be afraid no more.
Amen.
Say, how come? Bible said perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to be afraid to go before God no more. You got some promises. He'll take care of you.
Amen.
You get born again, it's all took care of.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible said, I want to read that to you. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he hath promised.
Amen.
Afore by his prophets and the holy scriptures. Listen to this concerning his son. This is the promise. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared. I like this. To be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, Abraham said, Isaac, I told you. It's him. Amen. He promised us, according to the Holy Scriptures. That was them back there. Abraham told us about the promises. Paul got over here just like it was way a couple thousand years later, and he said, here they are fulfilled again.
Amen.
I mean, waited a couple thousand years. But God said, I told you I was going to send my son according to the flesh, seed of David. But now this is the Son of God, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. Oh, God. Yeah, how about that? A couple thousand years later, and God provided, he fulfilled another promise. So I just don't know about it. Well, let me say this. And this is the promise that he hath promised us. Listen, even eternal life. Amen. So I ain't seen it yet. Well, wait till you get there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know about all these other promises they're talking about. I just know one I got. Amen. I got eternal life. I don't know about the mansion in heaven, but I know a body that I'm getting. Amen. One fashion like unto the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about the land down here, but I know a whole lot about that one up there. There is no preserving this one down here, but that one up there has already been preserved. Thank God. In fact, that's when the Bible said the heavens and the earth, I mean, will flee away. There'll be no place found for them. The books will be open. That's all right. In the books, you'll find the promises of God. This scripture got on me Thursday. Jesus said, here's one I'll give you. All that come to me, I'll no wise cast out. Those two little words got on my heart Thursday. No wise. Don't make no difference where you've been. Don't make no difference what you've been through. Don't make no difference how low you've been. He said, I'll in no wise cast you out. Boy, if I could just brag on him the way you ought to be bragged on. Oh, Lord God, he's been so good to me. He's been good to you. If you go to hell, you'll have to trample over the promises of God to get there. Here the crowd thought, well, we're down here in Egypt and we're just going to die down here. They even said in two different places it'd been better for us to die in Egypt. No, it won't be better if you die in Egypt. You just ain't got a good glimpse of the other land yet.
Amen.
Amen. You ever get a good glimpse of the home shores? I got them come out here the other day and give me an estimate on asphalt. And I thought, Lord God, I got a home that's got gold streets. What does this really matter down here? Oh, Lord God. Let me talk to you just for a second. I'm going to quit. But I can't hardly get past Abraham. I love Abraham. I guess as far as the Old Testament, he's the one I want to see most when I get there. I really do. He's the father of faith. Abraham said something like this. He said, in being fully persuaded what he had promised, he was also able to perform.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't make promises he couldn't keep.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, if he said that his blood would cleanse you from all sin and wouldn't do it, that'd be a promise that he couldn't keep.
Amen.
He don't make promises he can't keep.
No.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.